This is the Sue Freeze Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
It's not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free. And you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. And
your host, Sue Freeze. Yeah.
It's a beautiful day. And it is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. No matter what's going on in your life, just, you know, inhale. Take a breath. Oh, just breathe. It's so awesome to be able to just breathe. And, you know, sometimes I have to remind myself to do that. Are there times when you just get so busy in the hustle and bustle of what's going on in your day that you, obviously, you have to breathe, because if you didn't breathe, you'd faint. But sometimes we just have to remind it to just really think about breathing, because sometimes we don't think about it. It just kind of happens. But if you take the time to look around and you take the time to just acknowledge all of the beautiful things that have been created for your eyesight, for your ears, everything around you. We have so much, so much, so much to be thankful for. Do we take the time to think about that? Or are we just too busy? I don't know about you, but for me, I am way too busy, and I am making an intentional effort to slow down and smell the roses. And if you need that reminder, there it is. There's your reminder to do the same thing. Today, what we're going to be talking about is growth. I don't know. For me, no matter how far I come, there's always more to go. There's more I need to learn. There's more that I need to scan and visualize and see. There's more to see, you know, maybe through a different set of glasses. There's just so much that we need to observe and think about and understand. And I'm working on that, and I'm hoping that you are too, because we need to grow and we need to be better at who we are day to day, minute by minute, thought by thought. Every step of the way, we need to get better at what we're doing. So, what is your life like? Okay, I have this group that I'm involved in, and I've mentioned them numerous times, and it's called Convene, Lead with Significance. And I've said before that this year my word is intentional, that I want to be intentional in my thoughts, intentional in what I do. I want to make every day, every moment count. So part of this is involving yourself with relationships that are going to help you to grow. You can always find people that are going to tell you what you want to hear. But it's a little more difficult, and it takes a lot more tough love for somebody to tell you what you need to hear. And I don't know, you know, where you're at in your life, but if things aren't happening the way they should be happening in your opinion, in your mind, then you have to take a look at the person in the mirror, and you have to take a look at the relationships that you're involved in, because all of those have an effect on you. So we're going to talk about growth. In this Convene group, I have this little worksheet in front of me, and it says S period, M period, A period, R period, T period, and it's SMART Goals Worksheet. And it stands for, the acronym is Significant, Measurable, Attainable, Relevant, Time Bound. So SMART, are we doing the SMART things? Then there are categories. And the categories are personal growth, and in that category, there is relationship with God. How is that going for you? Is there improvement needed there? Health and fitness. Are we doing something in that area to make us better, more fit, more healthy, and food choices, exercising, taking a walk? Mental, intellectual. Are we reading books? Are we listening to books? Are we doing something? Are we going to church? Are we listening to a sermon on something? And then there's emotional and relational. Emotional, relational. There's a big one, right? It's difficult to get into that arena a lot of the times, because sometimes it's too painful to feel. I know that firsthand. But I can tell you that, you know, we do need to do that tough work. And I, like I said at the very beginning, is you need to look at yourself first and look at where you're at. And usually that will tell you, give you a temperature gauge of what's happening. And then you look at and say, okay, how much of this is mine? What part of this am I playing? And then what part is the external controls or things that are coming your way? How much of that is within your control? Can you reduce the negativity in your life? Can you increase the positivity in your life? These could be, you know, really simple solutions, or they could be difficult ones, depending on how close relationships are in your life. But these are all things that we need to be thinking about. That's only in the personal growth category. And I will come back to that because I have some other things from another book that I want to kind of add on to this. But the other category is family relationships. How is that going? Family relationships. Direct report relationships. If you're in business, you have other team players. You have people that report. And you might be a direct report or you have direct reports. But how are those relationships going for you? And then if you're a business owner, you have strategic business. And I think about the mother, the family that's looking at this. And I always like to parallel lesson anything that I'm learning, because not always is it business related, or it can transfer over to personal. For instance, strategic business could be your family. Your family, you know, you've got this hub, you've got, you know, your children, you've got all of these working parts, you know, getting the food, doing the laundry, taxi driver, all of these things. And you have to have a plan on how all these things get done, right? So whether you're in business, or your business is your home, or your business is your church, any one of those, you need to be strategic in what you're doing, how you're doing, what's important, what's not important, prioritize. All of those things are important. Then you've got your tactical, you know, how you're actually going to get these things done and what time order are you going to get these done. And then if you're in business, looking at business as ministry or family as ministry. You know, they say marriage is a ministry, and it is a ministry because people are always watching married couples, because they want to look for that married couple that has something they want. And then they want to emulate, or they want to, you know, walk alongside and see, well, what's different? What's different here in this relationship, in this family, in this marriage? I want more of that, right? And then you've got your church and community. Do you have a church? Are you involved in your church? What's happening in there? You know, whether you're a family or you're in business or whoever you are, you know, these are the areas, the categories of our lives, of what, you know, we need to be looking at each one of these. Now, when you get past the categories, the next section of this worksheet is your goals, your opportunities, and problems to solve. So you have your goals, you set your goals up in all the categories that I mentioned, and then you have the opportunities. What is available to you? You know, and you got to think outside the box, right? Don't just think about what's right here, right now. Think bigger than that, because we have a big God, don't we? We have a very big God, and He created us for a specific purpose. And we sometimes hinder our own success. We hinder it because we think that we're not good enough. We have this little self-talk that goes on, and it puts us down sometimes, or, you know, we just don't think we can make it happen. But you know what? It's not us walking alone, is it? It's God walking with us. And He created us for a specific purpose. Don't let your own thoughts hold you back from what God created you to do, okay? And that's just a little voice of encouragement for you. And then problem solving. I always say in my business with Ecola, I always say that every problem is an opportunity, isn't it? For every problem you have, if there's a problem, identify the problem, okay? Just take the time to actually name it. You know, name it. And then once you identify what it is, then you can come up with solutions. And, you know, there's usually more in the business world and in personal life. There's usually more than one solution to any given problem. So, you know, list all of them. List your problems. List your possible solutions, okay? And then pray about it. Pray about it and find out what God has to say about each and every issue, because we want to do what God wants us to do. And sometimes we don't know what that is. Sometimes we can get the answer from Scripture, can't we? But other times it's something maybe in a dream. That happens to me so much. I will go to bed with a problem on my mind and I don't want to be negative and I want to be able to not toss and turn, but actually close my eyes and go into that deep, deep, deep sleep because we need that for our health. And you need that rest because when you get up the next morning, you got to be ready for the day. Sometimes I have difficulty with that. I don't know. Maybe you do too. And for that, what we have to do is not think about those things if we can help it. But that's kind of hard to do too, isn't it? So we have to listen to some calming music, take a hot bath maybe. You know, there's a lot of little things we can do, a little hot tea, herbal tea, something like that. So right now you're listening to the Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And I am so grateful and so thankful to be here with you. And it is no coincidence that you've turned the dial to this station and to the Sue Freeze Show. There is a reason you're listening to this right now. And God knows, and God wants you to hear something. And I prayed before I came on the show that you're going to have ears to hear. And not only ears to hear, but that you'll take action. Because you can hear a lot of things and get a lot of good ideas, but if you don't do something about it, then it's for naught, isn't it? It doesn't do any good just to listen and not do. You have to listen and you need to do, and it could be the smallest change. Just taking a tiny step is a change. It's motion, and nothing can happen without motion. The next category we have here is priority and plan. So whenever you're looking at personal growth, like relationship with God, just the first one on here, priority and plan. Okay, what is the priority? And what is your plan? Sometimes, you know, we don't have it clear. We don't have clarity. And when you don't have clarity, you can't be intentional, right? So if you want to be intentional, you have to think about these things one by one. And it really, 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 for me, and I've heard this, that this is true, that it's much better to write these things down. And when you write it down, then it's right there in front of you. And it's a good way to work things out. And it's like prayer when you journalize prayer. Sometimes we can pray something and it takes a little while for that prayer to actually be answered. But when you go back to your journal and you start reading about the prayers you've had over, you know, a month or even 3 months, maybe 6 months, because sometimes prayers don't get answered right away, do they? But when you go back and you read your journal, what you find is, oh my goodness, sometimes you don't realize that prayers have been answered. And when you go back to your journal, it makes it very clear that God is listening. And I'm just thinking about the person right now that's been praying for a long, long time and your prayers have not been answered and you're questioning, you know, why? And what I can say to you there is only that I don't have all the answers and I'm sorry that I don't, but God does. And keep praying, keep believing, and surround yourself with people that can help you with whatever it is that you're praying for. Because maybe there's somebody that's been brought into your realm, and maybe they're not aware. Maybe that person is the person, and maybe they're not aware, and maybe they can help you. I'm not sure. All I know is I don't have the answers. I just know that God says He is there. And He never sleeps. He's always there for us. And I know firsthand for me, there have been times when I felt very alone. I felt like God wasn't there. Are you hearing me, Lord? Can you hear me? And I can tell you that He did hear me. And sometimes the answer is not what I thought. And maybe it's something else. That's between you and your Heavenly Father. It's really a good idea also on this whole plan is to have a due date. Because if you don't have a goal with a clear-cut date, it causes us to drift and have other things kind of muddy the waters, kind of gets us off. So have a due date so that you can stay on task, so you can stay true to your intent. And then status and results, we need to look back at this and look at this and say, okay, where are we in this picture? You know, how is it going for us? Do we need to change gears a little bit? Is there something else we need to do differently to get what we really want? But to be clear, it's really good to have a little worksheet here that can help us with that. There's another book that I reference on a regular basis, and it's John C. Maxwell. And it's Make Today Count. The secret of your success is determined by your daily agenda. And I could not agree with that more. It's the daily things that we do that creates the difference. It's not something that you do one time and you expect this great result. It's the things that you do over and over and over again that bring the fruit. So here's some things that I underlined, because we constantly need to be learning and getting a book and reading this book, you know, this book, that book, whatever, whatever the issues are, whatever's like screaming at you. I was at an airport and this really just stood out that I needed to make every day count. Not that I don't already, but I always want to like strive to be better than the day before. So here's some things that I underlined from this book. What is your plan for personal growth? Never at a loss for words, I tried to find things in my life that might qualify for growth. I told him about the many activities I was engaged in throughout the week, and I went into a speech about how hard I worked and the gains I was making in my organization. I must have talked for 10 minutes until I finally ran out of gas. Kurt listened patiently, but then he finally smiled and said, "You don't have a personal plan for growth, do you?" "No," I finally admitted. "You know," Kurt said simply, "growth is not an automatic process." I will develop and follow a personal growth plan for my life. That's the commitment we need to make, is we need to make a decision that we are going to develop and follow a personal growth plan for my life. Making the decision to seek and experience growth daily, right? We have to do this, pursue growth every day. Answer the question, what is my potential? And this is what the book says here. I saw a story about a St. Louis doctor who met a young man in high school who had lost his hand at the wrist. When the doctor asked about his handicap, the teenager responded, "I don't have a handicap, sir. I just don't have a right hand." The doctor later learned that the young man was one of the leading scorers on his high school football team. The greatest handicap a person has is not realizing his potential. What dreams do you have that are just waiting to be fulfilled? What gifts and talents are inside you that are dying to be drawn out and developed? The gap between your vision and your present reality can only be filled through a commitment to maximize your potential. Make a commitment to change. Set growth goals. Learn to enjoy the journey. That's one that took a long time for me, because I am goal-oriented and I just want to get there. And what I realized after being over 50 is that the journey is the wonderful part. It's not actually arriving. It's the journey getting there. And that's something I didn't learn until later on in life. And, you know, we can miss a lot by not just appreciating every day, appreciating the journey. Put yourself in a growth environment. Okay, then he writes, managing the discipline of growth. Every day I will grow on purpose with my plan. Isn't that good? We have to think about that. It has to be on purpose. We need to do things on purpose for a purpose. Make it your goal to grow in some way every day. That's a daily thing, isn't it? It's a daily agenda, is that you want to grow every day. Okay, so let's think about that for a minute. How can you grow every day? What can you do to help you grow every day? I can think of a number of things. You know, reading scripture. Yes. Praying? Yes. Stepping out of your comfort zone in any way. Press yourself in to be uncomfortable in some situation. Speak up when you're not used to speaking up. Stay quiet when you're used to not staying quiet. Do something different to press you in. And it changes everything. Read. Read a book. Read a chapter in a book. Set your goals, you know, a certain way to where you can accomplish them, okay? Don't make them so grandiose that you can't even reach them. Make them doable, but press in for the mark, okay? So grow every day in some way. Okay, as you plan your strategy for growth and set aside time for it, don't forget that the more you grow, the more specific the growth should be to your needs and strengths. And anytime you discover that a book, tape, or conference doesn't possess the value you'd hope for, move on. Don't waste your time on anything of low value. You know, that really reminds me of a time at Ecola. It was in 2008. And just by listening to that, it really pressed me, because money was really tight. I was very concerned about the future of Ecola. And at that time, I had to make some really hard decisions. And one of the decisions were I had to decide what was most important. How can I keep the doors open, lights on, and keep us going to service the customers that were depending on us? there were a lot of companies like, you know, in our industry that were closing their doors. There was a lot of, you know, companies all over that were closing their doors. And I just did not want that to happen to me. So I made a decision and I said, what's the most important thing? My employees. My employees were the most important thing. Why? Well, because I care about my employees. Secondly, because we take a lot of time and effort to get our people trained. The culture is what it is. And I just didn't want to start all over again in that when things picked up. So what I decided, plus their families needed, you know, they needed income. They needed to be able to be fed and, you know, all those things that come along with that, clothed, all those things. So what I decided to do was cut all the added expenses like water, you know, coffee, all of those things that we could do without. And another thing that I did personally is I asked myself, is this going to bring in money for me right now? Is this going to do something that's going to create something positive for Ecola, or is this something I can put aside because I need to really totally be intentional and focused on bringing the dollars in so that I could afford my manpower, so I could afford my employees. And so I made such a point at that time, it made me get so focused, so pressed in and focused on what was important. And I stayed on what was important and didn't let any distractions come in between me and my employees and financial health and wealth. So with that being said, that's what that reminds me of, is don't waste your time on anything of low value. So be focused. File what you learn. That's really good, isn't it, to file it. If there is a great tape or a CD, filing quotations. I have a on the Sue Free site, Sue Free, spelt like fries, oneword.com. If you go on there, you can push helping hands, and there are all kinds of scriptures that can help you get through a tough time, to help you be encouraged in whatever it is you're going through. There is the I ams, who you are as far as what Christ says you are and who he says you are, because that's much more important than anybody on this earth and what they say you are. So I really highly recommend you go to Sue Free, spelt like fries, oneword.com. Go on there and get what you need. And also, there are 5 years. I can't believe it's 5 years already. But there are 5 years of podcasts. And you can go on there and you can look up different subject matter, different ministries, different dates and people and all kinds of things. Just go on there and find what you need in order to be encouraged and to help you be fine-tuned so you can press in and get done what God has created you to do. We will be back with more of the Sue Free Show right after this brief break.
Hi, Sue Freeze, the Termite Lady here. It's been my privilege to serve my community for 32 years as owner of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Family is one of the most important things in my life, so you can imagine my panic when my little boy, Tyson, stopped breathing for the first time when he was 2 years old. It was the most terrifying thing I'd ever experienced. In an instant, Tyson had become a statistic. 1 in 8 children in California who suffers from life-threatening asthma. Those of you who listen to my radio show understand that I'm not a victim. I'm a mover, I'm a doer, and I'm a believer. And so I did what I had to do. I set out to find out why Tyson was suffering those horrific asthma attacks, and the journey was powerful and illuminating. I learned so much about how asthma attacks can be prevented, how you can make your home a healthier, happier environment, and how you can emerge from challenging situations like this even stronger and more powerful than you ever could imagine. I've shared my family's story in my new book, Learning to Breathe, available now on my website, www.suefreespeltlikefries.com. If you or someone you love suffers from asthma, this is a book you must read. Please order your copy today. And for more information about effective alternatives to traditional pest control, please call us at Ecola 800-332-2847. We'd love to help you take care of your home and your family too. Learning to Breathe, available now at SueFreeze.com.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun, that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals. Microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their two-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS. You're listening to The Sue Free Show.
Thank you so much, Ecola, for sponsoring this show. If you know somebody or if you are a business and you have a service to offer and you're not sure if radio would work for you, this is a great place for you to start that ball rolling. You can get in contact with me by going to Sue Free, spelled like fries, one word, .com. Go there and connect with me. I read every single email that's brought over and I will connect with you. I will write back to you. And if you, you know, if you really want to give this a shot, I would be willing to work with you. We can produce a spot and it's very reasonable and we can just see how it's going to work. And it doesn't matter if your business is just in San Diego or just in Orange County or just in LA or just Ventura, because this show is syndicated and it goes all up and down the coast of California, central to southern. And so if you have anything to do with any of those areas, then we can help you with that. Okay. And Learning to Breathe is about a book that talks about asthma, talks about respiratory issues, and people that read the book say, Sue, it's so much more than that. And it is. It's a part of me in book form. And there's scriptures, there's encouragement, talks about a lot of things in there. So I welcome you to get that book by connecting with me too. I can sign it and get it out to you. Okay. So getting back to this book, Make Today Count, and the subject matter today is growth, yours. And the conclusion is this: you really can make today great. The key is to make the most important decisions of your life and then to manage those decisions. Anyone who does that consistently can make today a masterpiece. I hope the idea of the daily dozen doesn't overwhelm you, and I will give you the daily dozen in a minute. I know that you can't tackle all of them at one time, so here is what I suggest. First, determine what 12 or 10 or 15 decisions are important to you. Start with my list of 12 and modify it according to your own life. Then begin working on the decisions. Every month, decide which decision you will make and how you will manage it. In a year's time, you'll be amazed by how focused your life is and how it is going in the direction you desire. By making today great, you can make your life great. Because when you take care of today, tomorrow will take care of itself. That is so true, and it's so good. So the daily dozen that he was referring to are these: attitude, choose and display the right attitude daily; priorities, determine and act on important priorities daily; health, know and follow healthy guidelines daily; family, communicate with and care for my family daily; thinking, practice and develop good thinking daily; commitment, make and keep proper commitments daily. Number 7 is finances. Make and properly manage dollars daily. 8, faith. Deepen and live out my faith daily. Relationships. Initiate and invest in solid relationships daily. Generosity. Plan for and model generosity daily. Values. Embrace and practice good values daily. Growth. Seek and experience improvements daily. There you go. It's a daily decision. And decisions are made every second of every day. Your choices are every second of every day. So when you wake up in the morning, you've got to have these things in front of you. So I'm going to have these on this podcast. I will have Helping Hands, and I'm going to have these things listed for you on the Helping Hands site for this show, which is on growth. All right. So that you can have this so you can refer back to it. If you know somebody that needs this information, which I don't know who wouldn't need this information, it's a healthy reminder on how we can be better as people and better Christians, better people that are fulfilling God's purpose in their lives. If you know anybody like that, hint, hint. You can actually share the show and share this podcast with those people. And I hope you do. I really hope you do, because that would be great for us to do that, right? You're listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. I'm going to read right now from Jesus Calling. And, you know, I don't know about you, but do we have enough peace in our lives? Could we use more? Enjoying peace in his presence. I just love this book. It's so great. And every single time I read it, it is so great. It brings me peace, but it also brings me great encouragement. And I'm hoping it does the same for you. So here you go. Heaven is both present and future. As you walk along your life path, holding my hand, you are already in touch with the essence of heaven, nearness to me. You can also find many hints of heaven along your pathway because the earth is radiantly alive with my presence. Shimmering sunshine awakens your heart, gently reminding you of my brilliant light. Birds and flowers, trees and skies evoke praises to my holy name. Keep your eyes and ears fully open as you journey with me. That word journey, you get that? Keep your eyes and ears fully open as you journey with me. At the end of your life path is an entrance to heaven. Only I know when you will reach that destination, but I am preparing you for it each step of the way. The absolute certainty of your heavenly home gives you peace and joy. To help you along your journey, you know that you will reach your home in my perfect timing, not one moment too soon or too late. Let the hope of heaven encourage you as you walk along the path of life with me. Scripture. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain. You know, today I was nominated for 2015 Women in Business Awards and for the San Fernando Valley Business Journal. And so I went there and I invited my assistant to come with me to have lunch and sit there. And around the table was, well, actually, there was over 600 women at this event. And what they said was, there's 65% of the businesses in the San Fernando Valley are women owned. And I thought that was pretty incredible. And to be in this room with all these vibrant, successful women that are just helping in so many ways and listening to the stories of the people that won the awards, just to hear what they're doing and how they're doing it. In fact, one woman sitting at my table in the very back of the room, I'm like, oh boy, back of the room. This lady, she got an award. And the award, she was actually paralyzed from the neck down. And she's a dancer. And they told her that she would never dance again. And she's back dancing again, which is a similar story to me, but I didn't have near what she had to go through to get back. But what she's done with that is she has a dance company. She just opened yesterday a nonprofit, and she is putting on ballroom dancing for wheelchairs. People that are in wheelchairs doing ballroom dancing. And this isn't new to me because when I was in Paris, there was a woman that we stayed with actually over in Paris that actually was doing this too. And if you've never really spent any time in a wheelchair, you don't understand the differences in the wheels and how well or how not well they worked. I had a very inexpensive wheelchair because I didn't want to get too comfortable and I just had to force myself to get out of it. But, you know, I mean, it's very difficult if you don't have one that works well. But these wheelchairs are specially designed so that if you go to YouTube, you can actually see some of these performances, and it is amazing and it's wonderful. And what a wonderful thing to be able to give to someone. And it takes sometimes crisis. It takes sometimes, you know, you don't understand. You don't understand why. You don't understand the why, but then after this, you come out of it and then you create some need or you help people. And, what she was describing up on stage, first of all, she was so surprised that she actually was honored with the award. We had met previously and she had remembered me. I actually was reading for a movie called Two Left Feet. And she remembered my read. She said, oh my gosh, you were so good. And it's like so funny because I said, oh my gosh, that's so funny that you say that because I thought I was terrible because they never even called me back for a second call. And she says, no, you were fantastic. The thing is that the movie never went anywhere. It never went anywhere. And so I'm like, oh, I feel so much better now because I thought I just didn't do very well. And that's why they didn't call me. But she was sitting at my table. Was that a coincidence? I don't think so. And we are going to connect. And I asked her to come on the show because I want to hear her story and I want you to hear her story. And I just thought it was so amazing. And to be in that room today with all those women was just a fantastic experience. And I just feel so honored to be part of that. And if you would have asked me 35 years ago, you know, what I was going to do with my life, well, 36 years ago. You know, if somebody would have said you're going to be in the bug business, I would have said you're absolutely off your rocker. right? I mean, that would not have been my choice of business. But I'll tell you what, you know, you bloom where you're planted. You do what you can where you are right now. And you do it to the best of your ability in all things. And I will tell you, things will happen for you that are positive. Now, I do believe in working in your gifts and know what your gifts are. You know, I happen to enjoy business. I enjoy people. I enjoy talking to people, and I'm everyone's mother. I just nurture. I'm a mothering kind of figure. I was, you know, team mom in high school, and I guess I've just carried that on all the way through. So I just mother everyone. You know, and that's not a bad thing. It's a gift, but it can be painful at times. And I know that, you know, some of you out there can relate, you know, to, you know, your gifts sometimes can be painful. But on the other hand, they can be utilized so much for gifts for people. And for the future of this world, we need to be reaching out to other people. And sometimes our affliction allows us to be more aware of a need. You know, we have the sensitivity that maybe if I was never in a wheelchair, I would not be as sensitive to that situation. You know, now when I see people in wheelchairs, I'm not uncomfortable. I don't look away. You know, I notice other people because they just don't know what to do. So it's just easier not to make eye contact, you know. And me, I just, now it's like I always greet a person that's in a wheelchair. I smile at the person in the wheelchair and I just say, hi, how are you? And you know, the difference is because I was in one. And sometimes you feel isolated just because you're in this chair and you're not the same height. And there's so many things that are different, but you can't relate to it because you're not there. You've not experienced it. But when you have, for instance, my daughter, she didn't understand. And just recently she had knee surgery and she had to be in a wheelchair and she had to have crutches and she had to have a knee brace. And she said to me as I was taking care of her, which was a wonderful, it was such a treat for me to take care of her once again as a grown up, you know, and she said, Mom, I had no idea. I had no idea what you were going through. And I still, you know, it's like I still don't understand everything you went through. But I totally can relate more to you now than I could before I went through this. And, you know, she just understands more. And isn't that the truth? If we go through a pain, whether it's a divorce, whether it's losing a baby, whether it's losing your job, wherever your pain is, you know, if you're right in the midst of it, it's like, why God? Why me? What, you know, why? And then afterwards, somehow there's some sense to it sometimes. You know, I still don't understand why my dad died at a very young age of cancer and why I watched that happen. I don't understand that and I probably never will. But I know that it gave me a new understanding as to appreciating your parents if you still have them around. You need to spend time with them and you need to let them know how you feel. And if there's any unspoken word, if there's anything that you don't understand, now is the time. Don't wait. Don't wait. Because tomorrow might not be there for you. So if you have any unspoken issue, if you have anything that needs to be resolved or just spoken, you know, sometimes it won't be resolved. Sometimes it's just you agree to disagree. But maybe there's something you don't understand. Maybe there's something about this that you don't understand. So I just recommend that if you have any relationships, and this is biblical too, because, you know, in the Bible it talks about, you know, if you're at the altar and there's someone you have an altercation with, if there's somebody that's just you're not right in relationship with, leave the altar and go take care of that. It says that in the Bible. And so that's the recommendation is, you know, whether it's in business, in home, your relationships, there are biblical principles that we need to live by. And when we do that, things work out better for us. You know, I've had kind of a dry spell myself. You know, I've been so busy that I've kind of like, you know, just kind of pushed aside and I've realized that I really need to get refreshed and I need to get back in and totally just embrace my relationship with my Heavenly Father because He's my Heavenly Father and He's your Heavenly Father. And you really, really, really need to come to grips with that. And some of us that have had father-daughter or father-son relationships where it hasn't been pleasant or it hasn't been as loving as you would think it would be, you know, we make the mistake sometimes that maybe our Heavenly Father is similar to that relationship we had with our earthly father. And if that's the case, you just need to read the Bible and understand His love for you. His love for you because He sacrificed His only begotten Son for you. He gave up His Son. And as parents, we understand how much love there is for our children. And when you think about, you know, the thought of me, oh, I couldn't, no way, oh. But the sacrifice of a child for you
or for me is just amazing. And it really, really can either heal your heart or open up your heart to whatever is hardening your heart. Because hardening of your heart is a protective measure. You know, we get hardened because we don't want to be vulnerable and transparent. We don't want to allow anybody in. You're listening to the Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. Growth happens when we allow ourselves to really see who we are, where we are, what we are, and not be happy with where we are right now because we want to grow. And some of us are just, you know, we're just going to stay where we are. You know, I am what I am and I'm going to be what I am. And, you know, there's no changing me. There are people out there, you know, maybe that's you. And all I can say to you is what you have and what, you know, who you are, that's where you're going to be. But if you really, really embrace the thought of, you know, learning how to be better every day and realizing this is a journey and we can chisel off the rough edges and be smoother and kinder and gentler. You know, for men, I told my daughter, I said, you know what, Tiana, I want you to marry a gentle giant. I want you to marry a gentle giant. To me, that's like huge. It's a protector, but he's gentle because he loves you and he's going to be sensitive and kind, you know, and protective. And that's so important. So if you're a man, be a gentle giant, man. Be somebody that can embrace the woman and cherish that woman, that one special woman in your life. And ladies, you know, we're called to submit. We're called to love our husbands and respect our husbands. And you know, we need to do that. I had issues in my early days of understanding the difference between submission and being a doormat. And I didn't understand the difference. And I also had issues with codependency. You know, you can make your man higher than God. You can have things in the wrong order. And so to learn the right order and the proper level of things is really, really crucial to relationships. Understanding if you didn't have healthy role models growing up, what is a healthy role model? What does it look like? I have a sheet here and it's the 10 Bible verses every small business owner needs. And not only for business owners, because, you know, just in our personal life, here's the first one, and this isn't just for business owners, although business owners need to be thinking about this even more because we have a lot coming at us all the time. Not that each individual person doesn't have a lot coming at us, but in business, you know, you have this responsibility. Ecola now has 70 employees. I'm like amazed. That's the most, oh my goodness, so much responsibility there. 70 employees, and we're hiring. We're on a hiring frenzy, and if you need a job or you know somebody that needs a job, here's a shameless plug for Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services, and that's okay because they sponsor the show, so it's all right. So what I can say here is that San Diego, we have an office right by the airport. In Anaheim, we just bought an office in Anaheim, and so we need people there. Mission Hills in San Fernando Valley, we need people there. Oxnard, we need people there. And in Santa Maria, actually, Orchid, we need people there. So if you have a clean driving record, if you have a great attitude, I only want the best of attitudes, okay? I can train skill, I cannot train attitude. So if you have a great attitude and you're looking for a career change, not a job, okay, I don't want a job. I want a career change because we are growing together and we want to stay together and just make this happen together. So if that's you or you know somebody, if you have a son, you know, maybe a son-in-law, somebody that needs a job, you know, it's not a job. It's a career change. And, you know, it's great and there's so much potential. But anyway, we do need people. And it's amazing having 70 people working for Ecola now. It's a lot of responsibility. So here's a scripture. The number one on this page is trust in the Lord with all your heart, not some of your heart, all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, because we don't understand everything. In all your ways, not some of your ways, in all your ways, acknowledge him. And he will direct your path. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. That's one of my favorite verses of all times. You know, it's memorized. And that's a really good thing to do, by the way, is memorize scripture. Find the ones that really speak deep to you, you know, long term, and memorize those scriptures, because sometimes we need to just lean on those. And if we don't have them readily available in our heads, in our memory, sometimes that can hurt us, not help us. So have them close. Here's another one, one of my favorites. It's, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving,
key, with thanksgiving. Present your request to God. That's Philippians 4, 6. That's another one of my favorite verses, and I lean on that all the time because I used to be very anxious. I was anxious all the time. But because when you trust in the Lord with all your heart, it causes you to be a little calmer and not so anxious all the time. Proverbs 23, 7, as I think in my heart, so am I. So how are you thinking in your heart? Right? How are you thinking in your heart? What is your heart saying to you? And 2 Timothy 1, 7, God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. That's another really good one. How often do we face fear? How often do we feel fear? And I've said this before, I'll say it again, that fear is in the Bible 365 times. Do not fear. 365 times in the Bible. That's one for every day. Isn't it not? I think that's kind of interesting that it's one for every day, right? Happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding. Proverbs 3:13. Finds wisdom and gains understanding. Finds wisdom. What does that mean? Okay, where do we find wisdom? Where would you find wisdom if you needed wisdom for a decision you're going to make? If you need wisdom, where would you go for the wisdom? And this is for man or woman. Where would you go? Okay, you can go to the Bible, but you're going to have to know how to get around in that Bible to get the answers, right? That's sometimes difficult for somebody that's not aware of how to look up things in the Bible. That's another day, another show. You know, that's one way, and that's a really good way. Praying and asking God to reveal to you, to show you, to give you clarity, discernment in answers, making sure it's Him that's talking to you, okay? Another way is godly advice, godly counsel. He says to seek godly counsel, right? So you have to surround yourself or be resourceful and find those people that you trust, that you depend on, that you know are going to not just tell you what you want to hear, but tell you what you need to hear and ask them the question. But before you can even do that, this woman that got up today, I just loved her because she got up there and she says, I just signed and I just got a nonprofit 501 yesterday. And I just want to let everybody in the audience know that I need help. I need help. I need help in everything. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to do it. So if anybody wants to help me, I need help. How often do we need help, but don't tell anybody we need help? How often do you need help, but say, I got this one, when really you might not have this one, okay? How often is that happening? Because ego? Because of pride? Why? Because you know what? People want to help other people, and you're denying them the joys of helping you. So be transparent. Be vulnerable. That woman, 600 women, and she's saying, I need help. And she's up there getting the award. Pretty amazing, isn't it? So all of us can take note of that, can't we? Is that the way we can be happy is by finding wisdom and gain understanding. So you have to seek it out, don't you? You have to seek the wisdom out, and then you have to learn how to be understanding. So thank you so much for joining the Sue Freeze Show, and let other people know about it. Contact me. Until next week, be a blessing to someone each and every day. Bye-bye.
Been listening to The Sue Freeze Show, sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services.
It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. E.cola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call E.cola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. E.cola, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.